Hey, we are back at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Time now to shift gears. We've talked a lot college football here in Hour 1, but right now we are going to get into some MLB as we are in the final stretch of the season. And how about the Washington Nationals? They are first place in their division, and we want to get an update on the first place Nationals and how they cannot slack off with the remaining games as they look to make a deep run in postseason play. What a pleasure to have back with us from the Washington Post. That is Jake Russell. He is also the author of 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening, Jake.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Hey, it's great to have you back on the show. And here we are in the month of September, and the regular season is quickly wrapping up. So give all of our listeners a pulse on the Nationals. How are they at this point? I already mentioned they were first in their division, but how have they done out of their last, say, 10 games?
Their last 10, they're 8-2. They got a nice, comfortable 10-game lead over the Mets. With that 1-0 win on Wednesday, and they're looking to secure the number 2 spot in the whole National League. That's kind of their primary goal. It doesn't seem like they're going to catch the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs have just been on fire all season. But right now, I guess their primary goal is to not only just secure a playoff spot in the security of the National League East, but to secure home field advantage and get that number 2 spot in the National League.
And Jake, they have played really well. So how have they managed throughout the season to stay at the top of the NL East?
Well, the Marlins gave them quite a bit of a run for their money, and it was kind of been a two-team race for second for the last few months. And the Nationals is just, you know, they've kind of taken advantage of the lower-level teams in their division, like the Phillies and the Braves. They've done what they needed to do there, and they've kind of struggled in a way against the top-tier teams, but they handle them better at home. So I guess that's why that number 2 spot is so important to them. They've been relatively consistent all year. There haven't been as many injuries as there were last year. That's what plagued them the most last season. They couldn't really develop a consistent roster or lineup every single night. This year they've had a consistent, you know, they've been pretty healthy overall, and they've had an emergence of Trey Turner's becoming a superstar right in front of our eyes.
And what about, as we're talking about injuries, the impact of Steven Strasburg and Joe Ross on the disabled list? Obviously it's going to be critical, you know, Jake, to get these guys back in order to make a deep run in October, because that would be, wouldn't you say, a major loss for postseason?
Yeah, I'd say they haven't given a timetable yet, but I personally don't expect to see him in the playoffs or postseason based on the kind of injury he's sustaining. Everyone kind of breathed a sigh of relief that it wasn't, you know, the Tommy John type of injury that'll cost them a whole year or so. He was one of their primary linchpins that they were hoping to depend on throughout the whole postseason. The top of the pitching rotation is kind of like the pillar, I guess, of baseball teams. Mm-hmm. When they go into the playoffs, you need to kind of have the top 2 or 3 pitchers healthy and reliable. And with Strasburg seemingly out, it's going to be that much tougher to kind of make a run in the postseason.
Washington Post, Jake Russell is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hey, we're talking about the Nationals. We also are highlighting a book that was released earlier this year from our good friends at Triumph Books. It is titled 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and I promise we're going to get into that. So also, this past week, give us an update on the manager with the Nationals, Dusty Baker. I understand that there was a death in the family. I mean, how is he doing? And he actually missed a game.
Yeah, he missed Wednesday's game, the 1-0 victory over the Mets, due to a death in the family. And bench coach Chris Spire was the one who took over for him yesterday, and he actually got emotional when talking about Dusty not being there in attendance, and he really wanted that victory for Dusty since he couldn't be there, since Dusty's going through a pretty tough time. I'm not certain when Dusty will return, but I think the team's in good hands for now until he does come back, and that'll make them play even better. I mean, it'll motivate them even more since he has this tragedy that he's dealing with. And the team just loves Dusty. They've been just raving about him, his personality, and how he can relate to the guys, and how he's just a cool, calm, and relaxed type of person.
Okay, so as we talk about the Washington Nationals at 83 wins in 2015, what are your projections? Ultimately, how do you see this team finishing out?
I could see them getting to around 95 to 97 wins to finish the season. The schedule for the rest of the year is not that tough. I don't see them obviously surpassing the Cubs to have the best record in baseball, of course, but we've seen in the past that didn't help them, like when they won 98 games in 2012. I don't think it matters, honestly, how many games they win, just as long as they secure that number 2 spot.
Okay, Jake Russell with us just a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time now to shine the spotlight on his new book, 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We had just highlighted the manager in Dusty Baker, and how cool was that? He wrote the foreword for you in the book. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Dusty kind of, I guess, echoed what he said in an introductory press conference about his experience and how he kind of used to be a superstar, a star, but not a superstar. And so he knows the ins and outs of handling a guy like Bryce Harper and relating to him and kind of what he expected for the season going into it. Because the book was published before the season happened, so it's kind of like getting a glimpse of his thoughts going into his first year as a manager of a team that was already assembled. The roster was already pretty thorough with talent. Anytime he was hired, he had a pretty thin roster. And this time he kind of came in and acquired a lot of talent already, so he didn't have that much to work to do in the talent department. He just has to manage personalities, manage lineups, kind of have that delicate balance. So that was kind of cool to have him lend his name to the book and write the foreword for us.
Yes, it is titled 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It celebrates the history of baseball in Washington, D.C. Both diehard and a new generation of fans alike will find value in its pages. No Nationals fans library is complete without it. Give us a quick hit on our final question here. How to take a Nationals road trip and make the most of every city.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite chapters to write because I've taken several road trips myself, and being in D.C., you're not that far away from anything. You're only about 6 hours away from Cleveland or Cincinnati, and you're only about 4 hours away from New York, 2 hours from Philly, 4 hours from Pittsburgh. So there's a lot of cities within reach, especially National League cities. The road trip chapters kind of break down the distance, the time it would take to drive there. Obviously, it gives a little synopsis of how the Nats relate to those other teams in terms of whether they're a rival or not. And it's kind of like a little brief snapshot of all these local places that fans should visit, especially since we're in an area where we're so close to all these major cities around
us. It is the ultimate resource for true national fans. 100 Things National Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Visiting with their amazing author, Jake Russell. You can check him out at the Washington Post. Also, check him out at Twitter, @_JakeRussell. Always a terrific guest. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two of the Big E Sports Show. That's right. Super agent Lee Steinberg is going to be here talking some NFL news and notes. You don't want to miss it.